Till it's Amanda just waving from London. I know that you're going tomorrow. The hardest decision. And I've been on the side of the phone for a month, and I know you're in hell, and you know that I know what you're feeling. Life's such a bitch, isn't it? When you have a baby, they throw you a party. And then when you die, they get together for a cry. But no one's gonna celebrate you. No one's gonna bring you cake, and no one's gonna shower you with flowers. The doctor won't congratulate you. No one on that pavement's gonna shout at you that your heart also I'm not sure that you'll get this in time. I don't know if you're checking your voicemail at all, but in case it's the morning and you're off of the Green Line and walking through Copley, I want you to stop for a second. I want you to listen. You don't need to offer the right explanation. You don't need to beg for redemption or ask for forgiveness. You don't need a courtroom inside of your head where you're acting as judge and accused and defendant and witness. It's a strange grief, but it's grief. Look at all the women in the street. You know the statistics, Jill. Even though they may not help, isn't it amazing how we can never tell who is in an identical hell? No one's gonna celebrate you, no one's gonna bring you cake, and no one's gonna shower you with flowers. The doctor won't congratulate you, no one on that pavement's gonna shout at you that your heart also matters. No one's gonna compliment you, no one's gonna nod their head and wink in league with what you are pursuing. No one's gonna tie surprise balloons onto your desk at work, and no one's gonna ask you how you're doing. But I'll be back in Boston by next Thursday. Why don't I come over? I can bring some friends if you want us to come. We can bring you cake and we can bring you flowers. We can bring you wine and we can talk for hours. Ukulele by request. We'll throw